guest analyst this afternoon, Dan Bossi, Ag Resource Company president. Dan, looking at a grain market, we're kind of off to the races here today, led primarily by soybeans.
No, it really was a green day, something that, we thought when the charts and some of the moving averages changed, we'd get some of this buying, but it's here today, and it was a big rally. I mean, July soybeans are back to their highest prices now since late 23. The wheat market made it up to some of its best levels looking backwards to the third quarter, and Paris wheat futures, if you want to go overseas, had one of their best sessions looking backwards all the way in a year. So a big green day, and it felt good, at least for the American farmer.
Now, are we to a point where we exhaust the selling, or we have a long ways to go yet?
I would say, we've got a USDA report ahead on Friday. So our thought process was that market highs come in early this week, whether it's today or tomorrow, and then we'll kind of slough off as we get closer to the USDA. It's always hard to measure how much liquidation is left to come, but maybe a market that's higher tomorrow would provide a selling opportunity, at least in the cash market, for a lot of farmers.
Yeah, and it's hard to tell with as short as those funds were, that when you take risk off the table, it goes higher, so it's just kind of backwards or counterintuitive almost.
It really is. So there's some funds that I have where they're actually looking at the carry in the market, and they're just going to roll from the next month to the next month, and there's enough carry that they feel comfortable still staying short. So not everybody is bailing ship. Some of them are still hanging in there, though I do think there's some new inflows, if you will, from the index fund crowd, and so that's been helpful at least late last week and early this week.
Okay. How about livestock? What happened over there?
Well, if the grain markets and corn is rising, usually feeder cattle are breaking at these high prices, and that's the case today. Cash cattle are expected to be steady, maybe a dollar higher this week. We'll see what happens. The pork markets, back and forth, but generally a weaker close. So July hogs finishing off about 70 cents. So everybody was kind of watching the grains today with interest, trying to decide, is it a trend change? Is it something I need to be careful of longer term? I think a lot of that depends on summer growing weather across the central U.S. And, for now it looks okay, but that's something we'll pay attention to in the coming weeks.
Anything else we need to be talking about?
I think that's really it. I mean, it's a market that's trying to understand the flooding in southern Brazil, the corn stunt disease in Argentina, the political situation in Argentina, along with some Black Sea dryness. Put it all in a pot, shake it around, and you end up with a rally like we had today. But the question I think we all need to have is, can it continue much more than a day or two? We'll find out as we go to the USDA report.
Ag Resource Company President Dan Bossi.